dog because I gotta close the door.
How do I feel about doing my taxes? Not great.
Meet Josh. Josh is a musician and a newlywed living in Boston with his wife, Julie, and their mutt, Bulka. He's just trying to be a good citizen, like most of us. Every year around April, Josh starts to get anxious about his taxes.
As a performing artist and a musician, there are certain things I can write off, and everything is an expense to a performing artist. Every year, it is such a hodgepodge to get through it and feel like I did it in a way that's not going to get me arrested.
So Josh thought he'd get some help to get through this hodgepodge from this online tax prep software called TurboTax.
I had heard that TurboTax was better. I've probably seen an ad for TurboTax every week of every year that I've been alive. So, of course, I know. My dad used TurboTax. Like, I mean, I knew it from forever.
Intuit, the company that makes TurboTax, they spend millions of dollars every year on advertising. And the pitch? TurboTax takes the stress out of filing your taxes. But some of those ads promise something else, too.
TurboTax Free is free. Free, 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 free.
Even though that jingle is terrible, the word free that many times over sounds pretty good. And it sounded like a pretty good price to Josh, who didn't make a whole lot of money that year. So he signed up. And right away, things got complicated.
So I started my taxes. And it was like, do you want to do the really fancy version or the simple version? I was like, I'll do the most labor-intensive version of this for free. I'm down to do that. And then as I started entering my income, I got to some page that was like, oh, you are self-employed. If you want to keep going, you should do self-employment taxes. And I was like, you got it, TurboTax. And it's like, that's going to be $160. And I was like, well, wait a second. And I thought in my head, again, shouldn't there be a free way to do this?
Staring at the computer, Josh started to feel anxious. He looked down at the stack of 1099s and tax-deductible receipts on his desk, looked over at the clock, and by now, he was several hours deep into working on the filing. The TurboTax website promised to make it all go away. He just had to pay for it.
I definitely worry. It just feels very scrappy the way I report my income, that I'm going to do something wrong, and so I'd be better off spending $170 for peace of mind rather than rolling the die. I'm going to pay that premium so I no longer have to worry anymore.
That stress he felt trying to navigate the website? Well, it turns out it's all baked into the plan. It's actually a whole marketing strategy. Something called FUD.
FUD, which stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
That's Justin Elliott, a reporter at the nonprofit news site ProPublica.
It's a buzzword or buzz phrase in the marketing world generally, but it was used very frequently inside Intuit, I was told, because they realized that people are just terrified of doing their taxes. There's sort of a jackpot in this fear and uncertainty and doubt.
When Justin started investigating what happens when you file taxes through one of these online services, he learned that the scheme goes way deeper than just upcharging you.
It's this whole hidden industry that is essentially designed to separate you from your money.
I'm Alzo Slade, and this is Cheap, the podcast where we ask, is it ever okay to break the rules? In this week's episode, The Great Tax Prep Swindle. You know, in a lot of countries, filing taxes is just not that big of a deal. The tax collector just sends you an email at the end of the year with a link to a webpage. You click a few buttons, check their math, and boom, you're done. If you ask someone how much they pay to file their taxes, they may look at you like you're crazy. You're already paying taxes. Why would you have to pay anything just to file the forms.
In France, I pay €0 to file my taxes.
Dutch taxes are much simpler. I don't think you pay money to file your tax return.
Why would you pay anything just to provide your own information? That sounds crazy.
Josh's wife, who grew up in Eastern Europe, thinks the whole American tax thing is absolutely bonkers.
She thinks it's insane how we all have to guess and then tell the government, here's what I think this is. And the government says, you're right or you're wrong. And if you're wrong, you go to jail. I can see the expression on her face as like, why are you guys doing like this?
You know, sometimes when you've been doing something all your life and you just think it's normal, and then somebody comes from the outside and lets you know how not normal and crazy that is. Well, that's what's happening to me now, because I never really thought about this in this way. It absolutely doesn't make sense. I mean, every year, April comes around and you're like, oh my God. And you pull out these old receipts. You can't even read them anymore. You don't even know, was this for dinner? Was this for wardrobe? I don't know. But in the back of your mind, I think all of us maybe have had the same thoughts as Josh. If I don't do this right, they're gonna lock me up. They're gonna Wesley Snipes me. That fear is so strong. In the US, we pay accountants and software companies more than $31 billion a year. Unless you're Justin, that is.
The secret of my personal taxes is that my mom does my taxes, so I get to opt out of the whole system.
Sounds to me that Justin is a grown-ass man, but his mom does his taxes. I don't know if that's pitiful or smart. But either way, Justin says the way other countries do it, it makes a lot of sense. And it could work here in the U.S. too.
When I get my salary from ProPublica, the IRS gets a copy of my W-2 that says how much money I made. And when I fill out my tax return, or when my mom fills out my tax return, she's putting in my income information and sending it to an agency that already has that information. So given what computers can do now, there has to be a better way.
Justin, you are on to something. This seems simple. I mean, a generation ago, the bean counters at the IRS, they were thinking the same thing too. All right, picture this. It's the 90s, in April. You're rocking your overalls, your high top fade, your mullet. You're listening to A Tribe Called Quest on your Sony Discman. You rollerblade down to the library or post office to pick up your 1040 EZ form and go home to fill it out by hand on paper. Or, if you're an early adopter of technology, you might have had some tax prep software on your shelf, right next to your stack of the AOL CDs. Remember those?
TurboTax was one of those pieces of software that you actually bought in like a box at the store. You'd buy it at like Costco or something and bring it home and run it on your computer.
You'd use your computer to fill out your tax forms, print them out, and mail them to the IRS. Then comes the internet. And eventually, someone at the IRS is like, hey, you know what? It really seems like this internet thing is kind of taking off. Maybe we should get in on it, you know? Like, get people to start filing their taxes online instead of doing it on the old paper system. By the time George Bush got into office in the year 2000,
people inside the government were looking around, noticing that there was a shift going on in terms of access to computers, the rise of the internet. And there was actually a proposal inside the George W. Bush administration for the IRS itself to explore making its own free and public tax prep service. There was even proposals or discussions of getting rid of tax prep altogether and allowing the IRS to use the data the agency already has to pre-populate tax returns.
Wait. Hold on a minute. So you mean to tell me the government was going to do something that made sense and they were going to offer it to us for free? But over at Intuit HQ, they did not like this idea at all. They were like, we just shelled out $225 million to buy this company called TurboTax. We're not about to let the IRS just swoop in on us and do for free the same thing that we do for profit. Oh, no.
when those sorts of policies were under consideration, the tax prep industry led by Intuit, which is the biggest company, also H&R Block is another big one, essentially freaked out and saw this government proposal to create a free and public tax prep system as a threat to their business model, which it was.
Intuit's thinking, we need somebody to go up to Washington and get the government to hit the brakes on this plan. Boom. I know just the guy to call.
Good evening. I'm Bernie McKay, Vice President for Global Corporate Affairs for Intuit.
Bernie McKay was a DC lobbyist. Intuit hired him in the late 90s, right as this whole fight with the IRS was brewing. He was known as a sort of bulldog advocate for his client.
McKay had a reputation around the IRS. He was the kind of guy who'd bust into a meeting, bang on the table, until he got what he came for.
I attended a conference in the tax prep industry, and McKay was there, and he was asked which character he would be from Star Wars, and his response was Darth Vader. So McKay would push back extremely hard against any proposal for the government, the IRS, to make tax filing easier. They spent a lot of money hiring lobbying firms.
Tax industry lobbyists went all over Washington. They were cutting checks to everybody. Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, blue, purple, green, they didn't care. They were just donating to that campaign. And then those congresspeople would turn around and write letters to the IRS and to the White House saying, basically,
don't you dare, IRS, get into this industry.
You see, they were smart. You don't just tell people there's a problem without coming up with a solution. So Bernie McKay and Intuit pitched the government on a plan.
They came up with this idea that we're not just going to say no, we're going to make a counteroffer, which was this public-private partnership called the Free File Program.
All right, all right, all right. Free File Program? I'm listening.
With IRS Free File, you can do your federal taxes online for free. Yep, free.
Altogether, 17 tax prep companies agreed to form this alliance, all providing
brand name software from our partners,
free versions of their software for people to use to file their taxes online through the IRS. A lot of these were companies you've probably never heard of, but TurboTax and H&R Block, they were the big dogs.
TurboTax offered a completely, genuinely free version of its software that was basically indistinguishable from the paid version. And as long as you made below a certain amount of money, you were eligible to use either TurboTax or another one of the tax prep products, like from H&R Block and other companies, in this program.
When the Free File Program was announced at a press conference in 2003, everyone involved gave themselves a big pat on the back.
For the first time, more than 60% of all U.S. taxpayers will be able to, for free, prepare and file their taxes online. We are particularly very proud of the coverage of so many low and moderate income Americans by this program.
And the tax prep companies were getting something a little more than just good PR out of this deal. They'd also extracted a promise from the IRS that it would never create its own free tax prep service.
The government is not going to build its own software. The government's not going to get into the software business as a result of this agreement. And we think that's the appropriate division of labor.
Fast forward 20 years later, and here's the thing. The IRS Free File Program, a program that was meant to help 60% of Americans, guess what? Less than 3% of taxpayers actually use it.
The obvious question is, why were so few people using this program? And the answer is that since that deal was struck, the industry has been trying as hard as it can to suppress the free versions of its software and get as many people as possible to pay.
Justin was about to find out just how far Intuit would go to make sure that happened. That's after the break.
A $6 billion con.
It didn't take long for it to spread like wildfire.
You got to take a look at this really crazy gold stock. A buddy of mine got in at a dime.
Which destroyed lives and devastated communities.
every little town across the nation, people have shares in this.
We lost everything.
And to date, no one has been brought to justice.
Somebody knows more than we know.
The $6 billion gold scam from the BBC World Service and CBC. Search for the $6 billion gold scam wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
No. Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
If you've never heard of the IRS Free File program, well, join the club.
If you just looked at the basic incentive structure, the industry had no reason to promote this program.
After that press conference in 2003, neither the government nor the software companies did much to tell people about their groundbreaking partnership. And you don't have to look hard to see why.
There's a set number of people that are going to use tax prep software products. And every person that finds this free file program and files for free is one less paid customer for Intuit or one of the other companies. There's an obvious conflict of interest at the heart of this entire public-private partnership. The IRS did virtually nothing to promote the program. And in fact, the industry started actively suppressing the program.
The companies made the program, but it was on the IRS to promote it. And well, they just didn't. For the last 20 years, the IRS has been basically gutted. Congress systematically slashed its budget year after year after year. It's so bad now that the IRS, they don't even have enough workers to process a normal year's tax returns, let alone make PSAs and buy TV ads to promote Free File. Meanwhile, all the private companies, they saw an opportunity.
The word free is a very powerful marketing tool. People love the word free and love the idea of getting something for free.
So these online tax services started thinking, since the IRS isn't promoting their free service, what if we make our own free service?
Intuit and other companies eventually launched other versions of their tax prep products that very confusingly were also called free, but were actually different than the Free File program.
In 2007, TurboTax created a product called Free Edition, which was different from the IRS Free File Edition. And while the company didn't put much effort into publicizing its collab with the IRS, it advertised the hell out of its own service.
There were Super Bowl ads. There were ads on the internet.
And free, and free, and free, and free, free, and free.
And free, and free, and free, and free, and free. Not a better damn free. And a better damn free. And free.
Free, 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 free.
Free.
Free, free. Free,
free,
free, free, free, free, free.
That's right. TurboTax Free is free. Free, 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 free.
What the hell was that? They're telling us free, 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 free. But then, if it's April, and you're anxious about these taxes, and these people are telling you that they'll take care of it for you at no expense, for free, 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 I mean, that's a tempting proposition.
If you were unlucky enough to start on the website of the TurboTax Free Edition, what you would find is that after you got halfway or three quarters of the way through the laborious tax filing process, you would sometimes hit a wall and TurboTax would tell you, actually, because you have XYZ forms, you have to pay us $50 or $100 or $150 in order to finish the process.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to Josh, the musician at the top of the show, and lots of other people who saw those ads. And because of FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, when people hit that wall, most of them will break out the credit card. And Intuit knew it.
So it became this very strange situation where for years and years, there was millions of people who were paying for TurboTax and other tax prep products, even though they were actually eligible to get virtually the same products for free if they had just started from a different website.
Say what? Are y'all confused yet? Well, so were TurboTax customers.
There were a lot of people calling TurboTax customer service extremely confused, saying, I clicked on the ad that said free. I saw the commercials where they kept saying the word free, and then I had to pay. Like, how is this possible? They were getting those calls, not just like a few of them. They were getting a lot of them. That established very clearly that like the company knew that this whole marketing model around the word free was confusing a significant number of people.
The reason we know this is because a few years ago, some very interesting information made its way outside the walls of Intuit. Justin started getting emails and phone calls.
I started to hear from first one person and then more people who actually worked at Intuit. People who spoke to me anonymously because they didn't want to lose their jobs or talk on the record about their former employer.
These employees, they were disturbed by what they saw happening inside the company. You see, it wasn't just that TurboTax didn't advertise their free file product for the IRS. They went a step further. They tried to hide it.
One of the things we were told is that Intuit had actually added computer code to the website of the free file version. Basically, what this code did was tell search engines like Google not to include that page in its search results. So what that means is, even if you actually knew to look for the TurboTax free file edition, which not that many people did, but even if you did, and you went to Google and typed in TurboTax free file, because this code had been added to that website, it literally just wouldn't appear on Google. And instead, you would find a bunch of links and ads to TurboTax free edition, which very confusingly was actually a different thing that would end up charging you if you had certain tax forms.
See, this sounds like some slickery trickery to me. So let me get this straight. TurboTax makes this free product for the IRS, then makes its own different quote-unquote free edition product. Then it uses some HTML magic to hide the truly free product from Google. So the only one you can really find is their free edition, which for some reason ain't actually free. If you were lucky enough to find your way onto the actual landing page for the IRS free file product, TurboTax tried to steer you away from it. They did this using something called dark patterns.
That's a term that refers to design elements, in this case on a website, that sort of nudge people to do things that they don't necessarily want to do or are not necessarily in their interest. Intuit created two buttons on this page. And essentially, you landed on this page and you had the choice of opening and walking through two doors. And one of the buttons is bright blue and red, start for free, and it had that word free again. And the other button is an ugly orange color and has the words, see if you qualify. Now, if you want to get the truly free version of TurboTax, you would think that's going to be the button that actually has the word free in it. But of course, that's not the case. The correct choice was see if you qualify, which sounds like you're about to take a test or something.
It was kind of like that old board game, Chutes and Ladders. If you wanted to do your taxes for free and you walked through the door marked start for free, you'd fall down a chute into, surprise, the version of TurboTax that would probably eventually cost you money.
So there was a whole series of design tricks like that. And two designers told me that the company spent a huge amount of time and resources testing and optimizing the design of the website so people would not use the truly free version.
And here's where they really twist the knife. The whole IRS free file program was aimed at people who didn't make a ton of money in the first place. You had to make under a certain income level to qualify. So who do you think's getting hit the hardest by all this trickery? You guessed it. People who could least afford it. Students, retired people, people on disability.
I had a lot of phone conversations with people who were like, yeah, like I made $5,000 last year as like an Uber driver or something, and I had to pay like $150 to use the like fanciest version of TurboTax after I clicked on some ad that said free. And so if you're making $5,000, certainly, but even if you're making $30,000 before taxes, $150 is a huge amount of money for something like this.
Justin and his colleagues calculated that more than half of TurboTax's revenue came from people who could have filed for free if they'd only found IRS Free File. By 2019, more than 15 years after the introduction of the Free File program, the tax prep software companies were raking in more money than ever. Intuit's share price broke records. And this problematic program that tied the IRS's hands so it could never make its own e-file product? Well, Congress was about to make it permanent. That's after the break. When Justin's reporting came out in 2019, people were pissed.
I'm calling to request a refund on the services that I paid for, but I should have been able to do the free to file, but I was directed to the free edition for TurboTax when I was filing my taxes.
Give me a moment.
Angry users swarmed into its customer service line, complaining about how the company manipulated search results to steer them away from a truly free product they could have used.
We are not making them difficult to find.
There's coding literally to say that it's not going to show up in search engines.
And I guarantee you read that on the ProPublica site, didn't you?
I really did.
Over the past few weeks, several media articles have taken issue with our TurboTax business.
Intuit's CEO, Sasan Goodarzi, went on the defensive, recording an at least 11-minute video to investors to justify the company's SEO antics.
For some, this decision has been misinterpreted to signal that we were trying to hide the product we offer in the IRS program. That is inaccurate.
At the same time, Congress was about to pass a bill that would have made the free file deal permanent, forbidding the IRS from ever spending a penny to build its own tax software. It looked like the lobbyists were just about to score a huge win. The documents Justin got also showed that Intuit had been keeping a close eye on Washington.
One of the other interesting things we got were some presentations that had been given at the board level at Intuit around their lobbying and legislative efforts to stop the government from doing anything that would touch this business model.
Every time some congressperson got an idea to make taxes easier by finally letting the IRS make its own website where people could file online for free, the industry blocked it. But when Justin's story came out and people got mad, Congress scrapped the idea. And something else happened too.
After we published some of our early stories based on in part accounts from people who had worked at Intuit about how the company was deliberately misleading people, some outside investigations started.
Yep, you can say that again. In the past 3 years, Intuit's deceptive business practices have been audited or investigated by one acronymed agency after another. The FTC, the OAG, the Treasury, the ABC, and the 123. The Federal Trade Commission sued Intuit under the federal law governing deceptive advertising. The New York Office of the Attorney General opened a multi-state investigation into the allegations. The Treasury Department Inspector General for Tax Administration audited the Free File program and confirmed ProPublica's math, finding that more than 14 million taxpayers paid TurboTax, H&R Block, and other companies more than $1 billion for software they could have gotten for free. Lawyers file class action suits. Last July, Intuit and H&R Block the two biggest names in the Free File program, they pulled out of the thing that they lobbied so hard to create 20 years ago. And in May of this year, Intuit announced a $141 million settlement with attorneys general in all 50 states to compensate people who were eligible to use Free File between 2016 and 2018, but wound up paying for a TurboTax product instead.
Sometime in the coming months, sometime this summer, 4 million people around the country are going to get between $30 and $90, depending on how many years they were duped.
The company, they didn't admit to any wrongdoing in the settlement, but they were ordered to stop using free, free, free in their advertising. Thank God. You know, some people say that Intuit pulling out of the Free File program is the perfect opportunity to rethink everything about why American taxes are so hard. Maybe now's the time to finally give the IRS the funding it needs to build its own portal and send out pre-filled returns like so many other countries do. As for Josh, the musician in Boston, well, he's not surprised by any of this.
My sister always jokes, if you asked her an impression of me, she would say, because late-stage capitalism. Like, this would only happen because our country is incentivized to have big corporations make more money. Here's what's so wild. I knew that it was going to be this, and I still did it.
See, Josh had read and seen the stories in the news about TurboTax before signing up. He just bet that he was clever enough to figure it out, to find the actual free version that he knew existed somewhere.
I know technology. I know how to computer. And I also know when people are trying to scam me. And yet, I still paid.
When he couldn't, he felt like it was his own fault.
I think that's in the operating manual. Like, they're trying to take my money, and I understand that. It's probably two things at once. I feel like I should have known better, and I do feel like they make it really, really hard to not be cheated.
We never think it's gonna be us who gets cheated. Nah, not me. I'm too smart to fall for that. Or I'm too careful. Until suddenly, it happens. And while we're all paying Uncle Sam, there's these huge mega companies that pay almost no taxes at all.
Loopholes allowed six of the biggest Silicon Valley companies to avoid paying more than $100 billion in taxes.
Wells Fargo Bank recorded the biggest reduction in taxes over the last 3 years.
Amazon had sales of $230 billion last year.
The online retail giant didn't pay a single penny in federal income tax last year.
It almost feels like a competition between corporations to see who can pay the least. Is it me, or does it seem like rich people get a lot of stuff for free? I mean, famous people go to restaurants, get their meals comped, bank fees get waived for them. And we're talking about, like, a lot of free, 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 like the advertisements were saying. Unfortunately, it's like lower-income people carry the burden of being good citizens. And even though we go through this anxiety each year around tax season, there's a sense of accomplishment when taxes are paid. It's like you've done your homework and you've contributed to society in a way that's supposed to benefit everyone. But we still feel cheated in a way because the infrastructure that's supposed to be in place always seems to fail. Education, health, roads. I mean, if you're listening to this in a car, you've probably hit 3 potholes already. Taxes are supposed to fix these things. And part of that infrastructure is the IRS. But paying to file your taxes when they could have been free, that to me feels like another failure. We've been cheated again. Hey folks, thanks for listening. Just a reminder to follow Cheat wherever you get it. And please do leave a rating and a review if you like what we're doing. It helps other people discover the show. And of course, we want more listeners. Also, if you want to listen to the show without the ads, you can subscribe to Cheat Plus. It's like Cheat, but better. It's just $2.99 a month, or if you're in the UK, £2.49. And you get all of this without having to listen to those annoying commercials. Just go to Apple Podcasts and hit subscribe instead of follow. You can try it for free now. Next time on Cheap.
Once that money got into his hand, I thought, oh my God, you have been totally scammed. But I didn't know for sure. And I walked into my dorm, this big high-rise building, and all over the dorm is posters of him, his face, scam artist, don't fall for it, walk away, let somebody know, like tell security. I was like, holy Hannah, are you kidding me?
Cheat is written and presented by me, Alzo Slade. The producer for this episode is Maya Craw. The executive producers are Lizzie Jacobs and Tom Koenig. The series editor is Megan Dietrich. Engineering, sound design, and scoring by Martin Peralta at Output Media. Our production coordinators are Jennifer Mistry and Iker Egbatola.